What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. King's Island is now open weekends.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
I can't get as loud with this mic. I don't like it. It doesn't work.
You sound like you're calling in a crime over the police radio.
George W. Bush here. Today's podcast is brought to you by Raid Shadow Legends.
It's weird. You just become more distorted. You don't really
yesterday,
get louder.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, as the Imperial Army of Japan suddenly and deliberately attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii.
Why do you know that, like, word by word?
Because I thought it was funny when I was in high school.
Pearl Harbor?
Yeah.
Came in handy now.
Okay. You guys ready to start? Habba-da-habba-da-habba-da.
Can we start with that to confuse people?
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back to the Goons Podcast. Habba-da-habba-da-habba-da.
So how did you fix your smoke detector?
Oh, true. He won the battle.
Why is it the first question?
The people want to know.
I had somebody come the next day with a ladder and
you're so
go up to it and fix it. Put a new battery in it.
You're so privileged.
So brave. I just don't have a ladder.
You should have just, like, became Spider-Man.
That's true. We could have had podcasts if you were Spider-Man.
That's really stupid. Yeah, but you wouldn't have had fucking Sim Poppy Rick and Trippy on.
You could have still had them on. You would have been an addition.
Yep.
And,
so you... Did you have to hire a man with a ladder to come out there?
No, I had a family member come over that has a ladder.
Okay.
I borrowed a ladder. I didn't buy a ladder.
Oh. Oh, I'm using a different microphone right now, by the way. Chat.
Yeah, chat. So, yeah, live
no
chat that's happening right now.
There's no one here.
No chat!
You can't say that.
You're in comment section.
I'm using a different microphone because I just traveled and the airport stole my luggage.
They confiscated your microphones?
They took my microphones.
Wow.
Yep. Unfortunate.
Did they find your heroin inside the chassis of your microphones?
No, I had that shoved up my ass.
Good.
And they didn't look there. They looked through my brand new hiking backpack that I bought, which I also don't have now.
Did I ever tell y'all the first time I got stopped by TSA, I thought this dude was going to stick a hand in my ass?
Really?
Yeah, I got...
I bet you got so excited and hard.
I was... it was just like a normal, like, he's just like, you've been randomly selected. And I just, out of instinct, I just turned around.
I'm white.
Yeah.
I'm
I see white. Four in my backpack when they say that.
How could this be? No, I thought he was about to put a hand in my ass.
Well, what'd they do?
I turn around, and he's like, sir, please turn back around.
And he just spanks you?
No, he just
sir, please do the Macarena.
He just felt up in and around my... Sir, please two hops this time.
I love the fucking video of the police officer, and it's like, sir, get down! Sir, get down!
Oh, and he's like breakdancing.
And the cop is just fucking shaking his ass. Fucking love that.
Yeah.
I got stopped by TSA one time for sweating too much.
Well, I thought you were nervous or something?
Dude, I'm a pretty sweaty person. I don't know why, but I just perspirate.
Good. I like him that way.
Oompa said he wants to come on.
Add him in here. Throw him in, brother.
Get him in.
We've literally just been holding this podcast together by super glue. Not even super glue. Literally just by fucking
one ply toilet paper,
viscous spit.
Yeah, it's
well, you guys. Something. I mean, you guys had Yummy Hop in the other day, and yeah, it worked out pretty well. It wasn't like it wasn't abrupt or anything.
No,
you kind of just showed up after like 5 minutes.
This is just like an open chat podcast now. Anyone could join at any point. But see, it keeps it exciting for chat because they have no idea who might show up.
We have no rules on this podcast. It's anarchy out here, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Anyway, I got stopped. I got stopped for sweating, and I was like, "That's odd," because I'm literally only in like gym shorts and a t-shirt because I don't like to carry a whole lot of shit with me when I'm flying, just because I don't know. I don't like being all cramped up, and shit. So, but they stopped me, and it was like crotch sweat. So they like had to touch my like my gooch.
They do be up in the gooch.
Ew.
Yep.
Yeah. They. And it's even more awkward when you're not in, like, because it's different if you're in jeans, you know? You kind of have more, like, protection, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But when you're in gym shorts, bro, they get that full fucking, that full sack in there, you know?
Squeeze, yeah.
Yeah. I felt like a fucking wet rag. He just grabs me up there. I start dripping my sweat out.
That's
fucking gross.
That's nice. Why were you that sweaty?
It was hot, I guess.
Okay.
But I do be sweating though. I have a perspiration problem.
I'm kind of sweaty too. I used to have really clammy hands all the time. I don't know why. Same. I don't anymore though.
I sweat when it's cold though. It's weird. Like my feet, if it's fucking freezing ass cold outside and I'm wearing like thick ass socks, my feet will still sweat. It's strange.
It's kind of hot.
Give myself trench foot on a winter's day.
Based.
Trench foot
lasagna.
Yeah.
I think I'm about to fart currently.
Can you
turn it up?
Can you put it on your butt?
It's already gone. It's already gone. It's already out in the ether.
Not boys.
I'm not gonna stand up and put my
do
mic
you
on
know
my asshole
how
like
many
you.
Times I've stood up and touched my puckered ass to the microphone?
Yeah, and do you know how much poo particles you've probably eaten because of that?
Yeah, because I licked my microphone immediately afterwards, yeah?
Yeah,
we
exactly.
all eat poop particles every day. You know, you keep your toothbrush and shit in your bathroom, you're eating poop particles.
That's true.
Oh my god, it's Oompaville!
Hello, Mr. Oompa.
Oompa, Oompa.
Are you recording? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We already started. We're like 5-6 minutes into it.
Oompa, we're not professionals at anything we do
no.
whatsoever.
Nope.
So thank you for coming in here.
All right, I'm recording.
I think that's
recording.
That's the charm. That's the Goons Podcast charm.
That it's really
people
bad.
Don't come here expecting. Hello, welcome to Goons Podcast. Today
welcome
we're talking
to
about
today we're
going to
talk about the economic and political stuff.
We're
going to
talk about the Dow Jones for 3.5 hours.
Tesla was removed from the S&P.
Just the Dow Jones for 3.5 hours.
I invested in toenail clippers and it market crashed.
Hey, do you guys know the rare fish meme? How people are like, invest in rare fish. Set. You don't know that? Okay, well, people watching this probably will. I tell you what, there's an even better investment. Raccoons.
You can invest in raccoons?
How do you invest in a wild animal?
If you buy a raccoon, a baby raccoon, it's between $400 and $700. All right.
Okay.
And this is an illicit trade, by the way.
It's pretty crazy considering you could just go in your backyard and get one.
Yeah, there's one in my garage all the time. So.
Yeah, yeah. Capture that sumbitch and you got yourself a $1,000 bill.
Holy shit. I'm going to settle tabs.
Yep.
Okay, but who are you selling this to? Like, what is the market?
Are there like raccoon fights that people hold illegally?
It's a black market.
Ooh. Mm. I'm interested.
Yeah, it's illicit. So, yeah, I didn't really think too much beyond that, but it's pretty good. It's like, I just thought about the rare fish thing, and that's, you know, very lucrative. People are really
I do want to own an aquarium. See, I thought you meant, like, buying, like, rare fish stock. I didn't know you meant, like, actually buying
Yeah, fish. Rare fish, like, you know, carp and catfish.
Ooh.
Yeah, those are very rare.
Yeah, trout. Rainbow trout.
Rainbow trout. Yeah,
I want to have a big-ass aquarium in my house one day, in my dream house.
Just full of lake fish.
Yeah.
Just for frogs.
Like, Yeah, just
get one like 40-pound bass.
Just use all the money from the podcast and buy nothing but like those what are they, like beta fish, and put them all in one tank together, buy like 100 of them. Have like a little beta fish battle royale.
Battle royale, yeah.
Battle royale.
Could you go to jail for that? I wonder if that's like falls under animal cruelty.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Really? Yeah, definitely.
I want to buy like a 2,000 like pound like water, 2,000 fluid ounce tank. And just buy a tuna that barely fits in it.
Just a giant-ass tuna.
And just let it sit there.
A bluefin?
It just can't even turn.
It can't turn. It just has to breathe water and exist.
You can hear it screaming, kind of.
I basically had a turtle at that point.
Really?
Whenever I was a kid, yeah.
He's having like a Tupperware tub or something?
Is that a peanut butter
jar? I had him in like one of those tiny-ass aquariums. Like probably like a fucking $20 aquarium.
Oh, good.
That you're just supposed to keep like a goldfish in.
Yeah.
And I can't remember if we got this turtle from the lake or if we bought him. Something tells me we didn't buy him. But yeah, we got this little snapping turtle. And I named him very originally Squirtle.
And yeah, nice.
He got very big in this fish tank, and I'm pretty sure my dad just set him in the woods and left him.
Wow, that's the best thing that ever happened to that turtle too.
Yeah. Those snapping turtles don't need to be in water, do they?
I'm not too sure, but it has to be better than living in your own shit and piss. So
yeah, I guess that is true.
True. I think they breed in the water. I don't think they have to live in the water.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen that stupid ass fucking car commercial of the guy driving on the beach with that cage behind his car, and he's like scooping up trash with it?
No.
And then like 30 fucking sea turtles come up after he scoops up this trash, and he's just sitting there looking at the fucking sea turtles.
No,
I've not seen that.
Oh my god, that commercial pisses
me
off.
What a pussy.
So that commercial makes me so fucking angry.
Have you seen the TikToks of that guy who's been throwing like trash in the ocean?
No.
Is this just guy who's been like,
I've seen
like
that
riding
guy.
Have you? Yeah, he's like in a yacht or something, like riding a boat, and he just like takes like a can and just throws in the ocean.
Have you seen the response of the Florida like state commissioner or something made a TikTok and said that every single can that he sees in the video, he's going to maximize the fine and maximize jail time as soon as they find out who he is?
Holy
no,
shit.
I have not seen that.
Yeah, that guy's going to go to jail.
Shit, what a playing fucking out on TikTok.
Idiot. See, if he really wanted to make a statement, he should throw car batteries out there.
True.
The more he should just throw turtles that already have like the soda traps on them.
They're already used up.
Yeah.
Whoops.
What's
I'm
that?
Sorry, is it upload time for Dallas?
It's time upload. To wake up. It's time it to wake up, Dallas. Time. You're asleep. Wake up. Wake up.
Wake up.
It's time to
wake
open
up.
Your third eye.
Wake up.
Hey, you're not actually on a podcast right now. You're just dreaming
nightmare.
About it.
Nightmare.
Okay. So, what have you guys been up to? Anything interesting?
I bought a house.
Bought a house.
Doodoo's moving.
No. Finally. And please tell me you're going to get a new mattress for that
house. He's not getting a new mattress.
No, mattress come with it.
No way. Mattress, are you serious?
Come with it. The house come
I'm
going
to buy you a mattress. No. I'm going to take money out of my account and buy you a mattress.
I don't. It's not a money thing. It's a sentimental thing.
Wait, is the house furnished?
That was poop sentimental.
You know what? Just the fact that you asked that question tells me a lot about
you. Is it because of the lore? Like, are you trying to keep the lore alive? Is that the thing?
No, I'll shit every other bed I ever have. The lore's not the problem. My name is Amber Heard.
Actually, that would be amazing if you got a brand new mattress and shit on it.
Yeah.
Flip it over.
Just know
like
that if you bought me a new one, I would do the same.
Okay. But you should just go do it in all the stores.
Yeah. Like, walk in there with just a shitty ass and just sit on all
scoot.
Of them.
Yeah, can I test this one out? And you just rub your fucking shit-filled ass all over it.
Do any of you guys have a bidet?
No.
No, I constantly think about getting one, and then I'm just like, I don't know.
Yeah. Someone explained it to me. It's like, you know, like if you get shit on your arm and you wiped it off with a paper towel, like what? You wouldn't do that. You know,
just
smear. You'd wash your arm, right? So,
yeah.
So since I don't have a bidet, but since I've... I have quit wiping my ass though because I feel like it's inferior to using a bidet.
So you just leave shit in your ass?
You just don't
You don't do anything?
You don't sop up the wetness?
No. I let it just drip dry like an animal, as nature intended.
Oh, so you do have a bidet?
No. I just let it sit.
Let your poop sit in your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Is the bidet, like, does it shoot out warm water or is it like cold or what?
I don't know, to be honest. I would assume cold.
You can buy some of them that are, like if you buy the cheap ones, it's just regular cold water. But you can buy ones that make hot water.
Shoots out ice cubes.
just pegs crushed, like shit, hits the back of your balls. Crushed ice. It's those little ices you get from Sonic, the
make
little tiny
ones.
Make
a little poop slushy in your toilet.
Oh.
That's so nasty.
It's fucking sickening.
Have you guys seen those little handheld cup things that make slushies?
Yeah.
You like squeeze it and it looks suggestive a little bit. Imagine if toilets were like that. So you shit in it and the toilet was just like constantly just churning your shit. It'd be funny. I feel like it'd be mesmerizing. I'd watch it a lot.
I'd never leave the bathroom.
Yeah.
What the fuck are we even talking about right
now?
Poop
slushy.
Poop slush.
Yummy, yummy.
Let me get one Dookie Burger and a poop slush.
Dookie Burger and a poop slushy.
That sounds very
Dookie Burger.
2019 humor. Dookie Burger. Yeah. Did we used to say that all the time?
Yeah.
Dookie Burger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did.
I think I used to call restaurants and ask them if they had a Dookie Burger or something.
Dookie Burger.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Was that your?
I just got back from Montana.
How was that?
The food looked good.
Montana. What did you go to Montana for? I feel like that's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go to Kansas. Like, I feel like it's one of those random states that nobody visits.
My roommate is renting a house out there. He really likes it out there. He likes hiking and all that kind of shit.
Yeah, it looks beautiful.
So I wanted to go see it, and it's fucking gorgeous.
Where is Montana on the map?
Way up there, boy.
Way up there. Near Canada.
Yeah, I think we were like maybe like 40 minutes to an hour away from Canada or some shit.
Oof, that's scary.
But it wasn't really cold. Like I was expecting it to be really fucking cold, and it was like wasn't that bad.
Is Montana on the right side of the lakes or the left side?
Of what
like
lakes?
Like the Great Lakes.
Great Lakes?
Left.
Is it? Huh. I thought that was Minnesota right there. Minnesota and then Wyoming.
It's a little Wyoming's a little further south.
Is it? Yeah.
I don't believe Wyoming's on the border.
No, it's like it's up against the lakes.
Yeah.
I wish I was up against you.
Damn, brother.
No, you don't. I'm stinky.
I'll be right back. I gotta take a shit.
Okay, love
Fair
you.
Fair enough.
Use that bidet, you better not wipe.
Seriously, if you wipe, you are a beta male bitch.
I want to get a bidet. I've honestly been thinking about it. But it's such a weird, like if you use, you guys use baby wipes, right? Or like any kind of thing to wipe your ass?
I don't use anything to wipe my ass.
Yeah, I don't wipe whatsoever.
I just use regular ass toilet paper.
Okay, well, have you ever used a baby wipe to wipe your ass?
Maybe once.
It's a weird sensation for your body to be completely dry. And then you just have a wet ass. But it's like...
You ever used a baby to wipe your ass?
Planned Parenthood is just a baby wipe. Sorry.
You just fall asleep after you said that?
Joke so good, I put myself to sleep.
Just fall back in your chair, just knock out. Instantly snoring.
That's my contribution for tonight.
It's just funny. Yeah. Sometimes you snort your boogers and it sounds like a...
I have a lot of post-nasal drip. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think I have that too. Because every time I eat, I always just get like I have to like clear my throat. It's kind of annoying.
Yeah,
I think the altitude in Montana was fucking with my bowel rhythm.
Were you pooping at odd times, like 3:14?
Yeah, it was like some fucking crazy dream theater shit going on in my ass.
Yeah.
No, but everything was really solid there.
What do you mean?
Are we still talking about your poop?
Extreme. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and also the mountains are pretty solid, too.
I thought you were saying like you had a good time. Like, yeah, it was a real just solid trip.
Yeah, everything about the trip was solid, honestly, including my shit.
Good. Solid poop, solid mountains,
yeah,
solid
piss.
Pepsi.
Yeah, I don't know what it was, dude. It felt like every shit was expanding my asshole with how solid it was.
Oh,
it was
that's
just
good.
Like a fucking, it was tubular.
Did
you
bleed from the ass?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
There was no bleeding. It was just everything was... There wasn't like a break in between. You know how sometimes you have like a two or three turder?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just one of those big, long...
Solid. I love those.
Those are good.
And you turn around, it's like coiled up in the bowl like a snake.
You take a picture
literally making the shit emoji in Montana.
Just you turn around, has a little happy face on you. You're like, what the fuck?
Well, dude, Montana's a weird place a little bit, dude. It's a weird little area of the world.
Why?
Uh-huh. Gambling is legal, right?
Yeah.
But like everywhere that said, yeah, gambling is legal, weed is legal. But everywhere that said casino was just slots.
Oh, that's lame. That's Wayne.
Yeah. Mm. That's Wayne.
Just slots? They don't have any, like, table games or anything?
Not anywhere that I've seen.
It's fucking weird.
Not anywhere that I was. I mean, I'm sure that they probably do somewhere, but everywhere that was, like, casino, or, like, restaurant and casino, saloon and casino, it was just fucking slot machines.
So they want to maximize their profits. They don't give a shit about fun.
Dude,
I see.
That shit made me so fucking angry, bro.
Yeah.
There was this one slot machine, and, I mean, they have multiple games, but there was this one game that my buddy Ethan found, and it was called, I think it was just called Buffalo.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, Buffalo! And this little fucking buffalo can die and go to hell.
Uh-huh.
I want to go out into the fields and behead a fucking buffalo after playing this stupid-ass slot machine, bro.
Those are in every fucking casino I've ever been in. Yes, and they're very
the buffalo ones?
Yep.
I was up by so much and just lost it all because of my greedy little honky ass.
That do be how it works.
What are your guys' favorite, like, gambling, like, things to play?
I like blackjack. Poker and blackjack.
Blackjack?
I've never gambled.
What?
Really?
Yeah, no, I've never really gambled much.
I'm not really a gambling person either. I get that.
Yeah. Oh, it's maybe some good shit.
I like to earn my money and keep it.
Oh, it's crypto. It's not about, like, making money. It's more about the rush, the experience.
Yeah,
it's
a gamble.
Yeah,
adrenaline
yeah
rush.
So is drugs, and I don't use drugs, so.
Oh, you're a pussy.
Heroin's not about the fucking heroin, brother.
It's not about how much it costs.
You know what else gives you a rush? G-subs.
True.
Oh, yeah.
True.
If you want to get out of bed and just start screaming at your neighbors, take G-subs.
That's right.
When you wake up. But use code goons first. Don't just
buy it off of the dark web. If you want to be able to taste colors, use G-subs.
I feel like gambling and drinking G-subs mixed with something like vodka would be a really good time.
Agreed.
Your heart would not like that.
Yeah, I usually do the Red Bull vodkas when I gamble, and I just get all fucking
really
epic.
Ape mode at the table.
I don't like taking caffeine when I drink because it makes me crash. I feel like drinking alone like wakes me up and like gets me, you know, giddy.
Yeah. Dude, fuck slot machines. I lost $800.
Oof.
$800 fucking
dollars. I've never had good luck on slots. I know it's like intended that way, but man, I've never hit good ever on them.
Well, the last time I went to, go ahead, McNasty, I'm sorry.
The last time I went to Vegas, I was up on slots, but I would sit at one, and then if I didn't win in the first few hands, then I would just move on to another one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not that way.
If you sit at one machine and just beep, 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 beep over and over, you're going to lose.
I sit there and I get like a relationship with the slot machine.
What?
Like I was hitting with it. Yeah, like I was sitting there like, Mr. Buffalo, please, come on, Mr. Buffalo. And I'm just like hitting the fucking button. I'm like, Mr. Buffalo, come on, please be nice to me.
And then you don't realize Mr. Buffalo is just pixels on a screen. Yeah,
no, it's not. Money. It's a real person and he has thoughts and emotions.
Yeah,
fuck
I start
you.
Like, yeah, I start rubbing the
He's
side of the fucking
screen.
Oh my
God, we've had the same experience.
Yeah, I'm like, come on, baby.
I had this one shitty slot where you used to roll dice as a mini game on it. I forget the name of it, but I called her Bertha and she was a bitch. She would not pay me shit.
I'm gonna fuck as gay as hell.
No, this is the gambling. Why?
Yeah, I've never even played. You gotta slots. Talk to it. Like, Mr. Buffalo, if you're good to me this time, I will never be mean to you again. Please, Mr. Buffalo.
I'll go to church every Sunday.
Yeah.
I'll be a good boy.
I'll be a good boy, Mr. Buffalo. And then he takes all your money. You're like, fuck you, Buffalo, bitch! You get kicked out.
Yeah.
But yeah, the maximum jackpot for the Buffalo game was $800. And I was like, I'm gonna fucking win that $800. Like, I just wanna do it, you know? Like, I wanna fucking see it.
Yeah.
And then you did the opposite. I ended up losing. Yeah. I was like, I'm gonna only bet up to 800. And I lost all 800. And I was up 400. I was up $400.
Damn.
And it wasn't good enough for my greedy ass.
It's weird that you went to Montana and gambled.
Yeah, it was in this nice-ass restaurant, too. Like, they give you, you get food and shit. Well, I mean, you have to pay for the food.
Yeah.
And then you can go gamble. And then they give you free beer. So it's a dangerous, I could never live there because of that. I would go broke.
Food and gambling and beer?
Yeah, just like three of the best things about life.
Yeah, well, they give you free beer, but you spent $800 on it.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, wow. I got probably five beers for $800. Yeah,
the most expensive fucking beers of your
life. It's like a little less than $200 a beer.
I have gone to the casino and bought $1,000 cup of Pepsi before, so.
Nice, that's what I would do, bro.
Yep.
I mean, that's a good tactic, though. Like, they're good at, you know, it's because, like, most places, they don't want to give away free stuff, but they're like, oh, well, you know, you give them free beer, free, you know, whiskey or whatever.
Well, as long as you're gambling, bro, they're like, oh, yeah. Sir, can I suck your balls? Can I do anything for you?
Yeah.
And as soon as you step away from the table, they're like, die.
Die in a ditch, the fuck out of my, yeah, go get gouged. Get
away. I remember I went to a casino with my cousin one time, and he was playing slots, and I was sitting there just watching him because I just didn't want to play slots. And they came up to him and offered him something to drink and then just, like, completely disregarded me.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yep.
I was like, okay, come on. My cousin's spending a bunch of money. Give me a free fucking cup of Pepsi or something. Come on.
Yeah, I was in one. They gave me, like, a fucking grilled ham and cheese sandwich, like, custom made. I'm like, dude, this is... I'm living life right now.
Yeah.
I'm going into crippling debt, but, man, this sandwich is the shit.
At least I won't be hungry for the next 24 hours.
You guys ever gamble with crypto?
No. I know a lot of online casinos do that shit. Well, I guess that's
only online
casinos,
on this topic.
I mean, not gamble with crypto. I mean, like, literally gambling by just simply buying crypto.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, I stupidly bought Doge at, like, 59 cents.
Nice.
And it's at, like, 7 cents now.
Oh.
I bought this one in June of last year, bro. I was on a high, like, nobody's fucking business. I bought this coin called Asscoin. And okay. I had $7,000 that I was like, all right, I'm going to invest in these stupid coins and make a video out of it. And I never ended up making the video. But I did invest $7,000 into Asscoin. And then within like 2 hours, it was at 19 grand. Whoa. And then by that night, bro, it was at 40K.
Oh.
And then it, like, a little later, 2 a.m., it was at $90,000. And I was like, bro, is fucking insane. And then so I was like, all right, I need to set an alarm for really early in the morning and make sure this shit doesn't crash because I'm going to pull out and, you know, I'll literally have, you know, 10x'd my investment on my first try. And then I woke up at like 6 a.m. It had hit $250,000.
Oh, holy shit.
Like an hour after I went to bed, it spiked up. And then as soon as it hit that fucking spike, it just crashed, bro.
Oh, fuck.
And it was back down to like 65 or 70. I can't remember exactly. I'm probably pretty sure during the story, I say different numbers every time. But it was down a lot. And I was like, all right, I'm just going to let it go back up. And then it didn't. It's at 2 grand. I still have it. It's a 2 grand.
Oh, fuck. That sucks. Yeah.
And you put 7 in, so you've lost 5.
I've literally lost 5,000. But at one point, I made $250,000, my brother.
No, you didn't.
In less than 24 hours. And you didn't pull out.
It was wild.
I have a similar story to that. There was this coin called Tron. And I think it was less
about that.
It was less than a penny. I don't know if I might have talked about it before, but it's similar. I put $3,000 in it, and it was less than a penny, and it fucking shot up. It was over like a week though, and it went up to like 30, and I was like, holy shit, like 30,000, like, oh my fucking god. And then it went up to like 80 or 90, and I was like, holy shit, dude, like, what is happening? And of course, you tell yourself a number like every time. You're like, oh, once it gets to this, I'm pulling out for sure. And then it like gets to it, and you're like, I'm gonna hold on for just a little bit longer. And then
it's gambling, pretty much. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, pretty much. And I think it went up to 80 or 90, and I didn't pull it out. And then I think I pulled it out. I actually earned some money, but it was nowhere near what, you know, I was hoping for. I was like, I'm going to the moon, baby. Going to the moon.
Going to the moon. I feel like these like. All coins like that, I feel like they're literally just pump and dump, like, schemes.
Yeah.
You're hoping that it's going to go up, and then you're going to sell it, and then it's just going to go back down. I was pretty hopeful for Doge because it was just so, like, well-known. Like, even Elon started talking about it. It's like, you know, when it's that big, it's, like, going to do well. It's not just these random coins that are called, like, shit-ass coin or something stupid, you know?
Yeah. And it just has
Dogecoin
insane market
is not
cap.
Stupid at all.
Get it. Dogecoin's very,
how dare you talk about
shit
ass coin? I have 7,000 invested.
I have 7,000 invested in Cum Rocket, 12,000 invested in Jism coin. Those are all real, by the way.
Imagine that's how you make your fortune, though, and you have to like explain. Like, you become like Elon, you just become a billionaire. It's like, so how did you earn all this money? Well, I put 100,000 in Cum coin, and then I put another 50,000 into Piss and Shit coin. And
what really took off for me was Aunt Jemima's titty coin.
We live in a simulation, 100%.
You know, I still have an Aunt Jemima bottle of syrup in my pantry.
Racist.
It's like shaped like Aunt Jemima. Bro. Yeah, she's got her titties and her dress and everything. What is it? It's called something different now. It's called like
Mrs. Ruthers.
No. There's like a,
I don't know.
What is it called?
Non-binary brand
they
safe.
Them syrup.
Aunt
them
Deborah.
Syrup. Yeah.
Aunt Jemima.
Rebrand.
Syrup.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley, in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Name change. It's something stupid. It's just like a Pearl Milling Company.
I'm not buying that shit.
It's just called Pearl Milling Company.
That's boring.
Bring back Uncle Ben.
I hate that mentality of
like, yeah, like at least call it like Tony the Tiger's cum syrup or something.
Yeah,
you know the thing is like I these people fight for this kind of stuff because they're like, oh well, you know, Aunt Jemima, she was a slave and she blah blah blah. But it's like she has a name for herself. She has a whole brand like that people love, and you're literally taking that away from her. Just like we took away her rights, you're like doing that again. You know,
this might be the biggest,
people are bored.
Oh, that's true.
People are bored and want to be heard.
Yep.
People are apes. Yeah. And I feel like it's just like being progressive is so much different now than it used to be. Like we find the most trivial, stupid things to change that we think are making a difference. Like literally nobody cares about Aunt Jemima. Like nobody cares. Or taking the fucking Indian off of land.
Aunt Jemima podcast?
Huh?
I think it's the least we could do.
Yeah, we should rebrand to the Aunt Jemima podcast.
Pay respects.
They don't own the name anymore. What are they going to fucking sue us? We'll just call them. We'll call them racist.
It's like the like that episode of South Park where they steal the Washington Redskins name. Or just the Aunt Jemima podcast.
Use code Instantly Aunt Jemima millions. For G subs.
We can make a syrup flavored G subs.
I wonder what would happen if you actually just started a syrup company and started selling Aunt Jemima syrup. what can anybody actually do?
You'd probably sell really well, honestly.
You probably would, and just make it the same bottle. Just make
just
it like a
change
little
one letter in the name of like Jemima or Aunt. Like maybe make it like a brand where it's you have an ant, like actual insect ant mascot.
Aunt Jemima. Aunt
Jemima. I like that.
That is so dumb.
No, that's actually brilliant. Funny.
I mean, you can kind of already do that though. Like, even if the brand, because I remember there was a Starbucks knockoff somewhere, and I think it was called like Star Fox or something.
Star Fox.
And it was literally like it had almost Moon the dollars. Exact same logo. Had everything had almost the exact same name. It was just a little bit different. I don't know if it still exists. They might have got sued or something. I don't know. Because you can like, I don't know. There's some kind of weird laws where, like, if you're too close, if you're, like, obviously stealing it, they can still kind of get you on it.
Do you remember the South Butt?
Yeah. I was just about to say that jacket company called the South Butt.
Yeah. Just a polar opposite of North Face jackets, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, South Butt.
I think they got sued into oblivion, though. So
really?
It didn't go well for them. I'm pretty sure.
I wonder why, though. Like, you're not...
They just, like, I think they also turned the logo, like, they copied the logo, just up, made it upside down and shit, too, so.
Oh, yeah, you can't really do that. You still have to kind of change it.
I think there's, like, a gray area where it's, like, you're obviously stealing the brand and stuff. I don't know.
There was a coffee shop in Montana called City Brews or something like that, and it looked just like Starbucks. Like, it had the same kind of, like, color scheme and shit.
Green and white.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, it was so fucking similar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we're Aunt Jemima now, so fuck it.
We are Aunt Jemima. I tried elk.
Oh, yeah? How was
that?
Did
you like it?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was pretty damn good. It was an elk sausage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you ever had elk before?
I think I've had... What is it? It's like... some kind of elk, like, steak kind of thing.
An elk medallion?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was, actually. Yeah. A medallion, that's what they called it.
Tenderloin.
But, what is a medallion? Like, is that a part of a...
It's just tenderloin. It's just a cut-up tenderloin.
Why do they call it medallions?
Because it looks like a medallion.
Because it sounds cool.
Because it's magic. It holds magical powers.
It turns you bald and makes you want to do DMT.
Urim and Thummim, seer stones, the medallions of the elk.
Fuck the Elden Ring. Thing.
Do you guys know, have you guys ever read the Bible?
Yeah.
Yes, you know, as a matter of fact, I have.
You know Urim and Thummim, the seer stones?
Yeah.
The Elden Ring? What the fuck are you talking about, Chivy?
Godric the Gafted, preach the gospel.
I really like Smeagol.
From the Bible?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a pretty solid character.
Yeah, I like Severus Snape. He was my favorite character.
He had good writing. He had the best writing.
I like that little redhead boy that was always around Jesus. His name was like Ron or something. Weasley.
Little redhead boy.
Ron Weasley.
Little red wizard.
Jesus.
Little red wizard.
This is a little illegitimate child they had to take care of.
Fuck.
I love making fun of religion. It's the best.
I like making fun of everything.
Me too, but specifically like Christian. I don't know, it's just funny. Mainly because I know more about Christian religion than any other religion.
Okay, so name all Christians.
Margaret.
Trump.
Trump.
Name all 47 virgins.
Akbar. Lakbar Jr.
Lakbar Jr.
Just add Jr. The third, the fourth, the fifth.
Just all Lakbar, just... 47 different generations of Lockbar.
I wonder what the most, like, consistently used name for, like, an entire... You know how there's, like, the, oh, I'm Donald Robinson the Sixth.
Yeah.
What's the longest that's ever happened?
Oh, like, the longest line of generation?
Yeah.
Probably, like, John Smith or something like that.
Or John Cena.
John Smith the Second.
John Cena, the 127th.
I don't know, that
the
would
founding
be weird.
Father John Cena.
He's on Mount Rushmore, you just can't see him.
Yeah, he's in the nose of Abraham Lincoln. Just a booger.
You guys get boogers?
No.
We get
every
boogers
every day, boy.
We get boogers. I have cleared my throat several times on this podcast so far.
I'm fucking always just blowing them out of my nose. I don't know why. I'll just be talking and a fucking booger will fly out of my nose.
I hate those when you have like a really dry booger. It's like barely hanging on for life.
Yeah, it's like an orb, a pearl.
Noob tubes out your nostril.
I still eat them.
I remember one time I like went up to the like sink to like wash my hands or something, and there was a booger in my beard.
Oh.
I guess when I had blown my nose, it must have came out of the toilet paper or something.
There's a skeeter on like, my what beard. Is that? Knock it off.
There's a booger in my beard.
My brother. Whack it off.
But yeah, I feel like I hit an age where I just kind of like became more boogery. I don't know why.
We really talk about the hard-hitting topics on this podcast.
You guys were talking about balding before we started.
Yeah, we were.
Again.
Yeah.
Are you guys balding?
I have a little bit of a receding hairline, but it's not too terrible.
Possibly slight recession. That's all.
Really?
Yeah. I think mine is mostly just because I've worn hats forever, and I know when you just wear hats all the time, it can reduce your...
When you wear a box head all the time.
Shut the fuck up.
When you wear a box on your head.
Yeah, dude doesn't even have hair. It's just all black head. Mm-hmm. Just the shape of a hair. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if I ever gets too bad, I'll probably end up getting like hair plugs or something.
Go to Turkey.
Osley, Turkey.
Yeah, they got like, they're known for their hair plugs.
Really?
Yeah. Cheap too.
You like going and killing a turkey and taking its feathers?
Mm-hmm. Putting it in your head?
Super gluing it to your head.
Would you ever get a toupee?
No.
What about a merkin?
Never do that. A merkin?
What the fuck is a merkin?
It's a toupee for your balls.
That no sounds like shot.
A software solutions
look it
company.
Up. Look it up.
A toupee for your balls? Like a little Amish beard? Like
Cisco?
It's a pubic hair wig.
Why would anyone want that?
It's a pubic wig that actors wear in nude scenes, but is also considered fashionable and sported at events such as Burning Man.
Okay.
What the
first
fuck?
Of all, people go through near-death experiences just to shave their damn balls, and they want to put the pubes back on for any reason? No, is that a weird take? Okay.
No, I agree with you completely. I didn't make the Merkin. I think it's really dumb. I feel like Jared Leto has a pretty, you know, pretty nice Merkin collection, most likely.
Like Jason Momoa, probably. He's a very hairy dude.
You learn something new every day. They have one called the Kitty Carpet.
Ooh.
I don't like that.
Reusable downstairs toupee. Who the fuck? What is this picture? Dude.
Put it in cancer.
Someone tweet that from the Goons Twitter so they can follow along.
Oh my god.
What
so
the
they've been
fuck?
Doing this since like 1895? Like, why is it so old?
You know what's funny? It looks like he just has one of those as his beard.
Yeah, it looks like he just fucking
and the size of
NFTs
his hair.
Of his beard for sale. I love how they were selling these during a time when women had like big meaty fucking thighs just full
of
hair
real.
And had beards and shit and armpit hair. This man was ahead of his time, bro. He needs to come back, start Americans. Selling now.
Yeah, I'm gonna post this on the Twitter right now.
Mm-hmm. The Merkin. I feel like the Amish would have a good market selling these.
Oh, for sure.
It seems like something the Amish would sell, you know?
You know them some hairy motherfuckers.
Custom-made Amish Merkin.
It's weird to me that some people like super hairy, like vaginas and like dicks and stuff. I've never been into it. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. What's your preference of pubic hair, brother? Brother in Christ?
I actually like a landing strip, like a very maintained landing strip. Or bald. Either or. As long as it's not like...
I've never had sex.
It's funny.
I want a beard on the man and a beard on the balls.
You want what?
A beard on the man's face and on the man's balls.
We're talking about women.
Listen, bro. You asked preference, all right?
You literally said man.
Yeah.
Men can get pregnant now. Haven't you heard
that?
Oh,
you got a problem with that? Is that just short for a woman?
You had a woo in front of that, you'd be good.
Yeah.
I want the Wuhan flu.
The Wuhan Weezer?
I want a Wuhan Merkin.
Wuhan Merkin. How about that monkeypox, boys? Y'all excited? Round two?
I heard about this.
Round two?
Round two? Why are we scared of monkeypox? We are monkeys.
Nah.
I read that we already have a vaccine for that, though. It's not going to get, like, crazy.
Yeah, it's called banana.
I appreciate you doing that in the Monkey Man voice. Made it funnier.
Monkey Man.
What does the monkey pox do to you? Do you turn into a monkey? Because I would definitely be a test subject if they need to hire anyone.
It swells your lymph nodes, like smallpox and chicken pox and all those. It's a pox virus.
Yeah, pox, yeah.
But how badass would it be to be like, yeah, I got monkey pox, bitch.
Start running all fours, throwing your shit, jacking off.
How to get any bitch at the bar.
Hey, baby.
You want to get monkeypox tonight?
I'm a vendor, as you could say.
I'm outbreak monkey.
The temptation to call like a Walgreens and be like, y'all got that monkeypox vaccine?
Just be like, a strange urge. Whoa. Where'd that come from?
Excuse me.
Well, banana. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
That just keeps happening.
The symptoms.
Getting worse. Hurry.
You have to do that on the next GTA race video.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my guns are scripted now. They've peaked.
Scripting content, are we, Batman?
I don't think any of us are smart enough to script content. You script content? Mr.
No. No, I'll write like an outline sometimes if something's really complicated and just have like things to remember, but I don't, I've never like read a script.
Yeah, I've kind of done that too. Like I've thought about like a theme for a joke and then I'll kind of like remember and then bring it up and then usually it bombs. Usually it's not funny at all.
Yeah, yeah, the more effort that goes in, the less funny it is, usually.
That's the thing, is the more you script, the less funny it becomes. Like, you need to have, like, our comedy is based off of just wittiness. And I feel like that's just what makes it funny. I would honestly, like, if we scripted our jokes, I feel like I would fuck up constantly. Like, I'd fuck up the line. Because, when I have to remember something like that, I end up fucking it up. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Correct.
So...
I had to do, well, I didn't have to do it, but I got hit up by this rugby company way back in the day. For some reason, the guy who owned this company watched my videos, and he wanted me to do, like, I think he did, like, a video of, like, Americans reacting to rugby clips, because we don't really watch rugby a lot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was really weird, because it was a paid thing, like it wasn't a sponsor or whatever, but he wanted to pay me to react to these rugby clips. But the way he wanted me to do it was sort of scripted a little bit, and it was really weird to do. I can't remember exactly how he, I think he sent me like an outline of what was going on in the clips, so I kind of already knew what was happening, so I would kind of have to be like, oh, what are they doing here? But meanwhile I have a fucking notepad of what exactly they're doing.
Ah, yeah.
So, yeah. And it ended up not being very funny to me watching it back. But I was like, fuck it, I'm getting paid. And I was a lot smaller of a YouTuber back then, too.
Well, I mean,
I had never done reaction content either. It was way before I ever did, like, reacting to TikToks or anything. So it was so fucking weird for me to do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Is it still up? Is it still uploaded?
What, Oompa?
Is it still uploaded?
Yeah, it might be. I honestly don't even know if I'd be able to fucking find it. But yeah, I was probably, I don't even think I might have been like 17, like 16 damn. Or 17 at the time. It was a long time ago.
Damn.
Well,
damn,
shit.
Daniel.
Damn, Daniel.
You shouldn't have found this.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, baby. Oh,
baby. What is the biggest L you guys have ever taken? You were just taking a big L?
Yeah.
Probably.
There was this L shop down the road. From where I was growing up. Yeah.
Pull the heist on him.
I feel like I've taken some pretty big L's. I'm trying to think. I don't know. I applied to a bunch of colleges and got denied for all of them.
That's kind of an L, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like a normal L, though. I feel like a lot of people take L's like that.
Well, the reason for mine was because I was fucking homeschooled. And, like, my accreditation for my homeschool was just, like, not really accepted by a lot of schools, but
did your mom just write down on a piece of line paper saying like, yeah,
he graduated.
He graduated. Yeah.
It was a private homeschool, and I had like honors and like when I did get into a college, I graduated with like the highest possible honors and like a 4.4 GPA and stuff. But
what the hell is wrong with you?
Is that what your fucking mom told you? What kind of homeschool isn't private?
Well, it's like a paid private homeschool where like there's a private curriculum that you have to actually.
So
like,
why did you get homeschooled? Is there a reason for that?
Because our parents were really busy. I feel like probably I don't really know exactly why other than that, but it was very difficult. Like I did 8th and 9th grade together and 11th and 12th grade together. So I would do like school all year round. I didn't have a summer break.
Damn.
So do you think that you have, is there any kind of like social ineptitude that you think you have now?
Oh, yeah, bro. I got Asperger's. For sure.
Really?
Yeah, no doubt. Like, absolutely. 100%.
What diagnosed. Is Asperger's?
It's just like a, there's a lot of levels to it. It's just like a type, like a on the spectrum of autism, but it's a lot of people who have it, you would never really guess. And then there are some people where you can definitely guess where they have like, really unique, strange things they do. Like sometimes they lack empathy, or like lack self-awareness. But, I don't know. I feel like if you're at, I don't know, I have some pretty volatile opinions on autism that aren't like offensive or anything like that, but just from like my experience being homeschooled, I definitely can see why I'm way different than most other people, for sure. So social cues, stuff like that, yeah, definitely. Like, sometimes I just don't understand why people are upset. Like, people around me are just mad at me. I just don't know. I don't get it. I don't know why. Or I'll think someone's really mad at me and they're just not. You know?
Yeah.
I think I might have Asperger's.
That's how I get whenever I'm stoned.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems like it's pretty easy to get Asperger's, because I don't think I'm like in
any
way.
Can you develop Asperger's?
I don't know. That's why I'm not sure. I'm not an expert on it. I just know that I have.
Dude, ask your mom right now.
No, when I was a kid, it was a lot worse.
I always assumed that, yeah, people were just kind of born on the spectrum. And like, there's a lot of people who don't even know that they're Asperger's. They get tested as an adult and they're like, oh,
yeah,
wow, this explains a lot, like in my past.
Yes.
So.
Yes, exactly. My mom used to, she has it as well. My mom used to assume that she was like, you probably just have Asperger's like me, but, and then I do, turns out. But it hasn't inhibited me to do anything. Just sometimes I just don't understand people's like emotions and stuff, but I try really hard though. And like, if I really am like self-aware about it, I do.
Is it you don't understand, or is it like, let's say you're around somebody that's just kind of an emotional person, and then something happens and they just cry and you're like, why are you crying over that? Like,
yeah. Yeah. It's very just like, I don't understand why some people are so emotional.
I think I might have Asperger's, cause I feel like that all the time.
Yeah,
like my mom, telling a story
live on the podcast.
Yeah.
My mom will be telling a story and she'll start crying and I'm just like, why are you crying?
Why do you care?
Yeah.
Like, why are you so upset over something that's so like trivial?
Yeah. Or just like really, really, really obsessed over something. Like when I discovered Led Zeppelin when I was 14 years old. I didn't know Led Zeppelin was a thing. My parents just listened to country music and I discovered Led Zeppelin at age 14, and all I listened to was Led Zeppelin 2 for like 2 years. Literally that one album for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I was completely obsessed with Jimmy Page and completely obsessed with Robert Plant and completely fucking obsessed with John Bonham and the keyboard / bassist.
And the fifth guy or the fourth guy.
Yeah. His name
I feel
is.
Like that. Don't even, that's not weird, though. Like,
yeah.
You're a kid and you found something that you like.
Yeah, but like all my other really friends had like the cultural stuff. Like they would listen to Asking Alexandria and they would do what all their friends did. And like
yeah,
I was
but those
friends.
People are fucking boring, man.
Yeah, exactly. But that's like that's what I'm saying is like the whole Asperger's thing, it really doesn't it's not affected me in any way negatively, but it's like has a weird at least when I was a kid it had a weird like negative connotation to it. But I feel like I'm just more
I feel like with all these terms, when you hear that term, it's kinda like people just assume you're like mentally retarded.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like when like people saying, oh, you have autism, oh, you must fucking eat crayons. You know, like it's people associate that word with something so much more aggressive than it actually is.
Autistic.
That's why there's a spectrum.
Most of the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. But that's why it's a spectrum. You have people on the low end, and you have people on the high end. It's like,
Yeah. I really don't even like. I haven't even said it until like recently because people have asked. Like, they're like, "Do you have Asperger's?" And I'm like, "Yeah. How'd you know?" But I never even mentioned it for years on YouTube just because I feel like people would just fucking call me a fucking retard.
Just roast you. Yeah.
But, you know.
A lot of the people
that's
saying
I was just
that
asking because
probably have Asperger's themselves. So
probably, yeah.
Yeah. It's cool, though. I like it. I enjoy it. I wouldn't change anything about myself. Except for this big old dick. Thing's heavy as fuck. It's really heavy, bro.
I'm not very knowledgeable about any of it. I always thought, like, you could tell if somebody had something like that by how long they took to like shake your hand or something. You know, you like hold your hand out and they just kind of like stare at it.
Yeah. Or on the phone, bro. Have you ever talked to someone on the phone who just doesn't know when? I don't really know when to talk sometimes. If you're talking, you call someone up and there's just like, who the have this person never talked to anyone on the phone? Like, they don't even know how to fucking talk on the phone.
Yeah, some people, I used to have phone anxiety when I was younger. I used to be afraid of, like, it wasn't necessarily afraid. I was just kind of, like, worried that I was going to, like, be awkward, I guess, you know?
I still feel that way. I'm very different in person, I guess, than I am in videos. I feel like I'm a pretty quiet person. Like,
I do get that vibe. I do get that vibe, though, from you, for real. I feel like you're very reserved.
I don't
quiet,
at all.
Non-confrontational.
I feel like you're just constantly running around screaming.
No, not
really.
I mean, it depends on the situation. Like, I get in moods. Like, if I'm with the right crowd of people and I'm having a good time, then it's different. But, like, if I don't really know you or I've only
just
met
like around
you,
strangers.
Yeah, I'm really quiet. And I kind of have, like, a thing where it's like I just don't really have anything to say to this person.
A shell? You got, like,
a
shell?
A little bit, yeah.
I feel like maybe you take a little time to warm up to people. I'm like that, you know.
I'm not awkward, though, I don't feel like.
I try, like, whenever I'm around people, like, new people, I actively try to be, like, funny. Like, when my cousin used to live with me, and he would bring, like, his cop buddies around, I would, like, talk to them and try and be, like, interesting, you know? Like, I would joke with them and whatever.
Yeah, I guess it just depends on the situation.
Yeah. Would you guys ever do any, like, over-the-top physical comedy or, like, bits or anything? I used to, when I was a kid, I used to do a Sean Connery impression when I was a little child, little kid. I thought it was really funny.
What, like, to make other people laugh or
like
something?
Like adults, yeah. Because I didn't have any friends 100%. Or kids, really.
Yeah, I had a big bin full of props, like a Carrot Top, and I would just, like, put on a full show.
Goddamn prop comic.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. Damn prop comic. I'll tell you
I've never laughed at a prop comic. Maybe. Other than the only person I've ever laughed at is Jeff Dunham.
Yeah.
But I don't really know if that's prop. I mean, he's kind of like,
I kill you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hearing I kill you. Oh, my God. I would fucking shit my diaper. It was hilarious.
I never thought it was that funny, to be honest.
I don't know why I did. I would just, I mean, it was kind of like,
I don't know why I didn't.
One of my, because like back then, there wasn't like a whole lot of offensive comedy that was readily available. So I feel like that was just. That was around the time where I was kind of really getting into, like, South Park and stuff. So I was like, oh, yeah, racist comedy. And then he pulls out the fucking terrorist that's, you know, a skeleton with a with a damn hijab on or whatever the head thing is called.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I just thought that was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I thought that was funny, too, when I was a kid.
I like, Carrot Top, he would pull out, like, a banana, like, just a fake banana, and be like, oh, banana gun.
And he's and really just, red throw it away. And really muscular and red, and he's weird looking.
Yeah, he's very well known for. Well, I don't know if he still does, but he was very well known for steroids.
Oh, yeah, dude,
he
he's
looks
fucking
burnt out. Yeah, he looks dude. Zoided out of his mind now.
Zoided, right? He's on that.
Yeah, he looks
King
like
diet.
An air fried squash.
Yeah.
The only thing I know about him is his nutsack because Deuce sent like a video of him.
Yeah, that's
showing his nutsack.
Still up to this day.
It's so funny to say like the only thing I know about this man is his nutsack. That's it.
Yeah.
And his red hair.
No, he posted an Instagram video, or I think it was an Instagram video, of him just going for a jog in those little, like, super short, loose-hanging jogging shorts that runner men will wear. And he's just, like, doing little air steps and stuff, like knee lifts, and his cock just hanging out, just dangling there. Fully and completely. Yeah.
Was it huge and thick?
Did you not watch it?
No, and I don't really have an interest in watching it, so don't send it to me.
What the fuck is wrong with you? I'll send it
How
to you.
How dare you?
Send it to me.
I have Asperger's.
Okay.
Asperger's.
Well, here's the first sign. You don't want to see Carrot Top
and
Wiener.
I sell them. $5 a pop.
I'll find it for you, babe.
I wish I was a little more outspoken sometimes. I feel like I have a problem sometimes with like thinking something and then not saying it, and then that becomes a problem. You know what I mean? Like, you already know the solution to something, but you don't vocalize it, I guess.
Right, you hesitate.
Yeah. Yeah, I get annoyed when people, like, try and tell me something, and I already know, like, what to do.
Oh, I know, I fucking hate that. That's so annoying.
I can't fucking stand that. And
that's
that just
called mansplaining.
Yeah, I was I was talking to my mom earlier about, like, dieting and stuff, and she's, like, trying to tell me all about, like, oh, well, you should do this, and then you can get a calendar, and you write down every day on the calendar. I'm like, Mom, I know. I just know. Everything you're telling me, I already know.
I hope you punched that bitch in the nose.
And then, yeah, I chopped her legs off.
Did you eat the legs?
Yeah, you're gonna lose weight now, Mom, when you lose your fucking legs, bitch!
This is the most optimal strategy.
Like, I understand it because she's, like, trying to be helpful, but at the same time, it's just like, ugh. Like, I hate hearing things I just already know. It's like...
You're retarded.
Yeah.
I also hate when people, like, interrupt someone that is obviously way more qualified than they are about something.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, somebody that already knows so much about a topic, and then they just get fucking interrupted by Billy Bob. He's like, yeah, I think I saw that on TikTok about 2 years ago. And they just think they're a fucking expert on it.
Well, I mean, if they saw it on TikTok, they are the resident authority on that.
Yeah, true. True.
Skillshare or TikTok? Which do you prefer to learn with, my friends?
It blows my mind that TikTok is a credible source of information for some people.
It's not. It
blows my mind. Yeah, like, guys. I understand, like, if you hear something on TikTok, like, and you go and research it, and, like, you actually put an effort. But if you just follow what, like, you know, Dave Matthew 47 is telling you about fucking COVID vaccines, it's like...
That's funny.
Then it's just like, you're dumb. You're just dumb. You're dumb.
You guys excited to get your monkeypox vaccines?
I ain't taking that vaccine.
I'm anti-vax now.
I'm not even COVID vaccine, honestly. I haven't gotten it yet.
I ain't taking no monkeypox vaccine. I welcome it. Matter of fact, I hope it infects the whole fucking world.
We need herd immunity.
That's what Planet of the Apes is based on, when just everybody gets monkeypox.
Yeah, the world would be a better place. Together. It would be a better place if we were all just dragging our knuckles and eating bananas and
it would be cool if we were all monkeys, but we had the, like, capacity of humans. Like, we understood. Like, we were all just kind of like, just big old monkeys. We could, like, jump on buildings and, like, pull ourselves up and stuff, but we just...
Nah, because that's where the problem comes from, bro, is thinking like a human.
Yeah, you just described humanity.
But, yeah, but we would technically just be, like, superhuman. Like, a human can't just jump on top of a roof and, like, pull himself up and eat banana
Speak
and scratch
for
nutsack.
Yourself, buddy.
Yeah, but we have the technology to do that for us. That would be the cool part about going back to monkey brain and monkey, physique. You know?
If a fucking monkey just grew up, went to public school, never worked out, ate terrible food, and then had a YouTube channel, I doubt it could fucking jump onto the top of a building either.
Literally, big old fat gorilla.
You just described my life.
That's pretty much what I am right now.
Yeah, you summarized my whole life.
I'm an obese gorilla.
My bad, brother. My bad.
Big monkey? Big monkey?
If I make that noise, my dog Frankie fucking hates it. The gibbon whoop. The
really?
She starts going
gibbons.
Crazy.
They're so funny looking. Gibbons are like frogs.
Nah.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's just that bubble thing they have on their neck reminds me of a frog.
Nah.
Little ribbit monkey.
I love both, though. Gibbons and frogs. I'm a huge frog fan.
It's really progressive.
We should crossbreed.
I saw this video the other day, these frogs, like, arguing with each other, and they started fighting in the rain.
What were they arguing about?
The socioeconomic position of the world right now.
The banana prices?
Yeah. Why would frogs be arguing about banana prices?
Because they're into the global economy and they care about monkeys?
They're probably trading them. Hello?
Because frogs and gibbons are the same.
Exactly. Now you see, boy. Now you've opened your third eye, boy.
I love you.
I love you too.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Shut up.
I love you guys. I love you guys.
You're such a nice fellow.
Dude, did you get any comments? Didn't you say you were going to read some comments?
No, I forgot. Wait, I go look. would you rather live the rest of your life blind or in an Olive Garden?
We answered that one.
Yeah, I know.
McNasty and Oompaville haven't answered that, though.
You could. We went over this last podcast. Would you rather live the rest of your life blind or in an Olive Garden?
An Olive Garden?
Olive Garden. Olive Garden.
Olive Garden.
I'm really Olive Garden. Why would I want to be blind?
But that's till the end of time.
I'd rather be blind, bro.
Why? Really?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
You could just work at the Olive Garden and just build a side house and just live there.
I don't want to live in a shitty restaurant, though.
Blind.
Olive Garden will be a failed business within 10 years. Mark my words.
Hasn't Olive Garden been around for like 30, 40 years?
Yeah, well, things are taking a turn recently.
Yeah, well, I'm starting to believe the Asperger's thing now all of a sudden.
Olive.
Yeah, one of the markers is a bad take on Italian restaurants, and you have that right now.
That's a marker.
How do you not like Olive Garden? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I haven't been to Olive Garden in ages. I can't remember what it tastes like.
You've never been to one?
You've never experienced the bottomless breadsticks, soups, right, and salads?
I am Italian. I'm pretty white, but I'm not that white. I don't like fucking Olive Garden, okay? I don't like it. I don't like Applebee's. I don't like Olive Garden. I don't like TGI Fridays. I don't like Red Lobster.
Red Lobster?
Red Lobster has fallen off.
Red Lobster is the worst of all those.
What? Yeah, no, shit.
They have fallen off, bro. They've fallen off hard.
I've made my own food a lot. I don't really like to eat other people's food, especially when it's terrible. It's terrible.
Nothing wrong with that.
You just have to go to, like, good. Like, I'm a firm believer of just going to, like, mom and pop areas instead of going to, like, chain restaurants.
Yeah, and even then, the mom and pop stuff does fucking suck sometimes, but...
The only, like, yeah, that is true. Well, you just gotta find a new one. Like, I've tried, like, pretty much every pizza place where I live, and there are some mom and pop shops that are just not good. I'd rather have fucking Little Caesars than that.
Oh, here we go.
Little Caesars? What?
No.
What do you call the $5 pizzas when you go to Little Caesars?
I don't go.
Well, like, if you were to go, what would you call it?
I don't fucking know.
If you walked into a Little Caesars, how would you order?
Like, if you wanted the pizza that sits there...
No, stop trying to sway his answer.
That they make regardless.
No.
You just want. The biggest thing is, if you walk in and order, if you just walk in and say, hey, can I get a pizza,
they're gonna... Leading. Objection. He's leading.
There's a chance that they're going to assume that you mean something else other than the hot and ready.
Dude, I am so... Little Caesars memes that I don't understand, like, the meaning of any of these words.
So Little Caesars has a pizza called Hot and Ready. Okay. And they make them, they just consistently make them all day and put them in, like, a box that keeps them hot.
Like,
and you just come in and you're like, hey, give me a Hot and Ready. And like, you can either get one that was just made, or you can get one that was made, like, 40 minutes ago, and it's just, like, not good.
Like gas station pizza.
Pretty much, yeah. It's, like, already made, just sitting in, like, a hot thing.
So what's the question?
So, we had a debate of what you call it, and I've always called it a hot and ready. Like, if I go in and I say, hey, can I get a hot and ready, they'll turn around, give me a hot and ready, and I'll leave.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't do that. A lot of people go in and they say, hey, can I get a pepperoni pizza?
I'd say, hey, can I get one of your shitty, fucking, nasty, disgusting pizzas, you pieces of shit?
There you go.
Well, that's the Asperger's right there. You got some specific kind of fucking name for it.
You take one of them hostage?
Yeah. I have a gun when I do it, too. No, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'd say, can I get
it? Okay, let me give you another example. If you go to McDonald's, right? I'm sure you've been to a McDonald's before.
Absolutely.
And you want a Big Mac.
Yeah.
Do you say, I want a Big Mac, or do you say, I want bread, lettuce, sauce, more bread, patty, bread, patty?
This question.
Or do you just walk in and say, hey, give me burger?
I would say, hey, corporate overlords, fuck me with your advertising and branding, please.
You would go in, and if you wanted a Big Mac, you would say the term Big Mac.
I'd say I want a number two, brother. That's what I'd say.
Okay, but let's say you didn't want the combo. You just wanted the burger.
Okay, then I would say I want a Big Mac. Yeah, of course.
Exactly.
That's what I was going to say.
That's the same thing with a hot and ready.
I want a number one, just the burger.
There's no difference between a hot and ready and a normal pizza, though.
No, it is. Because you can go in Little Caesars and order a pizza, and they'll cook it fresh for you. You have to sit there and wait for it. Like as if you were to go to Pizza Hut or Domino's. But if you want the pizza right there and then, the one that's already made, you say, give me a hot and ready, because that's what
it is. So you got to say, I want a cold and off guard.
When you look at the box, it's funny because Sue posted a picture today, and there's literally a stack of boxes of pizza that says hot and ready on it. The box itself says hot and ready.
Yeah, but the contents is the same in the box. It doesn't matter.
The contents of a Big Mac is just a burger with a piece of bread in the middle of it.
Yeah.
But you don't call it burger with bread in the middle of it. You call it a Big Mac, because that's what the company has designated the name for it to be.
Yes.
But it's not any different. So you agree? Can get a hot and ready that's a cheese pizza, and you can get a cheese pizza. It's not like...
No, they don't know. The only hot and readys they make are cheese and pepperoni. They don't make a cheese
hot and ready. Yeah, but you can also go in and get a pepperoni just pizza. You don't have to say hot and ready to get a pepperoni pizza.
Yeah, but then if you say pepperoni pizza, they could be just assuming you want a fresh one made. Listen, and then you have to sit there for 15 minutes while they make it.
I did field research, okay? I went out in the field and did my own research.
Yes. Okay, what did you learn?
And that is Patreon exclusive content, so I can't share that here.
What? Don't say that. We don't have a Patreon.
No, I went in and I was like, I can't remember exactly how I asked. I was like, if I was to come in and order something, like order a pizza, would I say I want a hot and ready, or would I say, can I just get a pizza? And of course, the Little Caesars fucking script reading goddamn shill said, well, he said something along the lines of, the hot and ready brand has become more popular over the years, so... people do say hot and ready, but you could also just say pizza. We'd understand what you meant.
Bingo.
So I'm right and wrong is basically what you're saying.
Yeah, he pretty much said, like, you can do both is what he said. But
yeah,
but of course he said the little or the hot and ready brand or whatever is popular now, so people do say that.
For the little for little drones that only eat hot and readies at little.
Anytime I got
been brainwashed by corporate,
you got to think of it from like a perspective of someone who just went in. Like, right. So who's never been, like, for me, I've never even fucking heard of hot and ready. If they said, you want a hot and ready, or you want a, what do you want, a hot and ready, or an extra gas McBerry pizza? Can I get a pepperoni pizza, is what
exactly.
I would say.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, is we're not specifically talking about people who have just only been there once. We're talking about regulars. That's why hot and ready is a thing to me, is because anytime I've ever gone... Like, my family calls them hot and readies, and friends, everybody I've known calls them hot and readies until...
Well, if you're, like, an avid pizza enthusiast from specifically Little
Caesars...
Well,
that's
Caesars.
The thing is, you walk in, and it's right there, and it says hot and ready on the box.
Yeah, but also, dude, it's a fucking pizza, so I sure hope it's hot and ready.
Yeah, I mean, the Little Caesars, they sell... And the thing is, too, is they have breadsticks, but they're called crazy bread.
This gets deeper. I swear to God. I am not ordering crazy bread.
They're just a company that has names specifically for their products.
Crazy bread and some hot and ready.
They have another pizza called Extra Most Bestest, which is a super fucking stupid name.
Extra Asbestos?
Extra Most.
Why are you on their side?
Extra Most Bestest.
And do you say that when you want it?
No.
Let me get an Extra Asbestos.
I don't. Because,
so you
just
don't say it when it's a fucking stupid, retarded term
that
like
to
hot
me
and ready.
Is, first of all, bestest is not a word. And nobody says extra most. Like, the whole term itself is just stupid. Because it's not a word.
Oh, now it's stupid.
You're being
a fence writer. He's a fence writer.
Hot and ready are all words. And it's a term. It's a phrase that makes sense.
I'm pretty sure bestest is a word. I think it's informal, though.
Bestest?
Bestest, I'm pretty sure, is a real word.
Really?
Doesn't make it less retarded. Yeah,
on Urban Dictionary? Because it sounds retarded.
It's like an emphatic word, I believe.
Listen, at the end of the day... They would understand either way. It's not like...
So my argument is, if you walk in, right, and you say I want a pepperoni pizza, there is a chance they don't know if you're talking about a hot and ready.
Oh my God,
but
dude.
If you walk in and say hot and ready, 100% of the time they know the exact pizza to give you.
This is like a Twilight Zone.
Because they live there. Of course they know.
And every time I've ever gotten a comment from somebody that actually worked or works at Little Caesars,
they all agree with me. They're paid off.
Exactly. Because they work at a company and they know the terms of their products.
They're paid to say that. They wouldn't say that otherwise.
Like, when you go to the store and you buy cereal, you don't just buy cereal. You buy Cinnamon Toast Crunch, CTC, or you buy Captain Crunch, or you buy whatever. You buy the brand name. You don't buy, you don't just go in and be like, oh, I want wheat squares that have sugar on it and the cinnamon.
But that's not what people are doing.
You would go and buy a Little Caesar's pizza. That
you're
is
buying
the
name of a brand, and Cinnamon Toast Crunch is not even a brand. It's owned by Kellogg's or whatever.
The difference between that, though, like having Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Lucky Charms, those two things are like the same base ingredients, but they're a completely different product. The difference between a Hot and Ready and a pepperoni pizza is nothing.
Exactly.
Nothing.
Yeah, but if you go in and order a pepperoni pizza, you can have one that's just fresh made. You can have one that's not already sitting in the hot box that it was specifically designed
for. You can also have one that is hot.
And it's more expensive.
Oh, well, it's still the same shit.
It is. And the funny thing is even after all these arguments, I don't even eat Little Caesars. I hate Little Caesars.
Oh, my God.
I don't.
What makes
you so
passionate?
I understand.
This is crazy.
Because
this guy's a fucking pizza martyr.
It's something I've just done my whole life, and to me, it makes perfect sense to just call it by what it's called.
A pizza.
Which is a Hot and Ready. No. But it's also a pizza.
Yeah, it is a pizza.
It is a pizza. And like a Hot and Ready is not a pizza. It's just a name for that specific pizza that has been made all day. Like when you go to Taco Bell and you want a Crunchwrap Supreme, you say, give me a fucking Crunchwrap Supreme. You don't go to a local restaurant, a local Mexican restaurant, yeah, give me a Crunchwrap Supreme. They're going to have no fucking idea what you're talking about. Because Crunchwrap Supreme only exists at Taco Bell.
Well, if it's not on
it's
their
a Taco
menu,
Bell
it's
branded
not on
name.
Their menu, bro.
Well, that's the thing. It's like
I wouldn't go to China King and say, "Give me a hamburger."
Like another thing, another good example is alcohol. If you want an old fashioned,
oh,
right? You go up, you say, "Give me an old fashioned." You don't say, "Give me whiskey with fucking spritz and blah blah blah." You don't name the ingredients of the thing.
This feels
nobody
very
give me
religious.
An old fashioned.
This
nobody,
feels religious.
Nobody,
you can also,
nobody's
you can
ordering
also,
a pizza. Nobody's going into Little Caesars and say, "Let me get dough, tomato sauce, cheese,
make sure
pepperoni.
You let it rise for 2 hours."
They're not ordering them per ingredient like what you're saying.
They're still going to understand what you mean. It's not like you're speaking a foreign language when you say, "Can I get a pepperoni pizza?"
You can.
Yeah, I'm
they're
not going to
like fucking break down
idea,
like
McNasty.
A computer blue screening and not know how to respond.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that if you go in and order a Hot and Ready 100% of the time, you're going to get a Hot and Ready.
Yeah, and also, if an ape went in to the store 100% of the time and pointed to the Hot and Readys, he could also get a Hot and Ready every single time. Without
what if
even
you just walked in
words.
And said, "Can I get a fucking pizza out of that goddamn box? That looks good." Are they
yeah,
going to know what you're
that
talking
too.
About?
Can you give me a pizza? Which one's cheapest? Thank you.
But that's so many words. Why would you not just call it a Hot and Ready?
Pizza's one word. Hot and Ready is three.
Damn.
Pizza.
Oh, if you walk into a Little Caesars and say, "Give me pizza," they're not going to know what the fuck you're talking about.
They're
going to need you to be more specific.
Absolutely will, dude.
It's a pizza
place. They're going to need you to be more specific. They're going to be like, "Okay, we have this pizza. We have all these kinds of different pizzas."
You could point, though. You could just.
They're just going to turn around and grab the pizza and turn around and give it to you. They're going
to. What happens to deaf people when they get a Little Caesars?
Yeah, how do you sign Hot and Ready?
They go, "Can I get a."
All right. That was unnecessary.
Yeah. Hopefully there's no deaf people listening.
We'll turn off subtitles for this one.
I actually never really thought about that. There's probably zero deaf people to listen to the podcast.
Anybody listening to this podcast in Braille right now? Leave a comment.
It's an untapped market. We should start printing Braille podcasts.
Oh my God.
Dude, that would be so fucking huge. Like an hour and a half of just Braille.
I see what you're saying though, man. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I get it.
It's just, it's marketing. It's just the name of a product.
Yeah, it's really worked very well on you.
Yeah, you care way too much. Yeah.
It's funny that I care so much about something that I don't consume.
I know, yeah. I'm not even sure I've ever eaten Little Caesars. Never by choice,
no,
for sure.
Yeah, it's never been of my free will. It's like it was at a party or something, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, I used to be incredibly broke, and Little Caesars was almost like a fucking, like a upgrade for me sometimes. Like, oh my God, finally, Little Caesars instead of like a bologna sandwich.
What's your favorite shit pizza, though? Like, of all the shitty, like, Papa John's, fucking Domino's?
Domino's is not shit, so
Domino's
you watch your fucking ass.
Domino's is ass. Domino's is terrible.
My favorite one is Domino's.
Let's fuck them up.
I don't like Domino's. Domino's, they have one pizza that I actually kind of like, and it's the barbecue chicken pizza.
They actually really, like, remixed their shit, and it's pretty good now, in my opinion.
The crust, dude, I love the Domino's crust. Domino's is good. I think Domino's is really good.
I would choose Pizza Hut over Domino's.
But no. I also think
no. If you get a deep dish Pizza Hut, they like the crust is like crispy. It's good.
I've had Pizza Hut like probably dozens of times, but I can't remember ever having Pizza Hut. It's so unremarkable to me.
Yeah, I don't eat anywhere where Hut's in the name.
I actually really, like Marco's Pizza. Hut.
Yeah, Hut, bro. That's a shit word.
Hut.
Just call
you guys,
it Pizza
You
House.
Guys have Marco's, right? Marco's Pizza?
No.
I've never heard
Marco's
of that.
Marco's is really good.
Never heard of that.
Yeah. Well, that makes me understand that it's national, because I have Marco's here and you have it over there, which is completely across the country from me.
Oh,
so.
And it's Blaze. Not in the flyover states. Nice.
Blaze Pizza.
Yeah,
okay.
Marco's is good.
Blaze? Did no, I hate Blaze. I'd much rather have Biology. Do you guys have Biology?
No.
I've heard of it, but I don't...
It's like Blaze, but it's...
I didn't go to college. I don't know what
you guys
are talking
about.
You guys
ever been to Lumanati's?
did you guys do Biology too?
You ever been to Lumanati's? Ever been there?
Little Mama?
Lumanati's.
Nope.
Oh, no.
It's pretty good. It's deep dish pizza. It's like a pie crust, basically, with just a big fucking slab of cheese, and then the sauce is on top. It's Chicago style. It's pretty good.
I actually really like Chicago style, yeah, but what's so stupid is here where I live, every restaurant thinks that Chicago style is just more bread.
Yeah, it's sad.
I hate that. It's not deep dish.
You guys ever had Gore Virginia style pizza?
No.
No.
Gore?
Yeah, Gore.
It's the sauce blood.
We call them mud.
Just a dead
mud
baby
pizzas.
Instead of a pie crust?
Mud pizza. It's called a mud pizza.
Mud pizza?
No, I've never had a mud pizza. You ever had a Planned Parenthood pizza? They no. use little fetus like anchovies.
Salty.
Did you guys watch the
Oh, have you guys ever had Costco pizza? Hold on. I gotta ask this question. Have you guys ever had Costco pizza?
Yeah,
no,
I think it's
what do I say when I go to order it so I know what to get?
Can I have the Costco 1965 hot and almost ready and way cheaper than everybody else's competition pizza, TM?
Yeah, I want to make sure I don't walk away with ramen or something. Let me get the right phrase.
Yeah, they're going to fucking sue you if you say the wrong word.
You have to recite their mind virus before you can check out.
Yeah, you see how it's worked very well on McNasty.
Oh my. Yeah, bro. That
you
is
just
really
walk
in
and say, can I get a slice? Can I get a hot and ready
slice? Can I get
slice?
Can I get a fucking slice?
Can I get a fucking slice, John?
I've never said that either. I've never said, can I get a slice?
Yeah.
That's fucking
Well, some places they have,
stupid.
Like, you can order a whole pizza, or you can just get the one big slice of pizza.
Well, that's how it always was in school lunch. It was always just a big old slice.
Yeah, give me a slash pizza.
Well, let's talk about trashed wings. You guys ever had trashed wings?
Trashed?
Yeah.
As in
is that
bad,
like a chicken
or
wing
is that
place?
A chain or something?
It's a type of wings my friend always talks about, and it's like they fry them. They don't have a breading. It's like fried wings, and then they sauce them, and then they fry them again with the sauce already on them.
Ooh.
I wonder why they call them trashed.
But yeah, I'm not sure why they call them trashed wings, but he's always fucking talking about them, and he's like literally makes them sound like one of the best things ever, and I believe him. They sound
pretty
good. Yeah,
it does sound good, yeah.
Trashed wings.
They sound banging.
Oh.
I'm actually not a huge wings fan, honestly.
I always just eat boneless.
Yeah
same.
I feel like you just
good.
Like bone-in wings are just too messy to eat.
Eat both. Be a real man.
You ever seen how people eat those? They'll like suck them from like they'll hold the bone at one end and they'll suck all of the contents off.
That is disgusting. That is disgusting.
Ugh.
I don't.
There's
like,
a
the
way
gristle,
where you can take.
If you eat the gristle, you're fucked.
Yeah,
that's disgusting.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've seen people do that with drumsticks too, and I'm like,
yeah,
isn't the top of a drumstick really hard to eat?
Yeah, the fucking cartilage.
There's a guy on TikTok, a heavyset black dude, and he'll just eat the bone.
EDP.
You're
no, it's not EDP.
That's like
he'll eat the chicken and then he'll look at it and just start eating the bone.
This shit can splinter and like cut your.
Yeah, that's not. That's not good for your guts.
I bet his shits, dude, are fucking excruciating.
It's a massacre.
He eats the. He'll another thing he'll do is he'll start eating the whole, he'll eat corn and just eat it all and then start eating the cob.
Okay.
He'll like dunk it in like butter sauce or something and just eat the cob.
Sounds like Asperger's.
Dude. one of my dogs knocked over a whole plate of ribs, like fresh off the fucking grill, and just ate the whole like rack of ribs. And bone and everything, bro.
Damn.
And he. Like, he had to go to a veterinarian, like, emergency hospital or some shit. Because, like, whenever he would try to take a shit, he'd be like,
That's awesome.
That's like a bones, cartoon.
Yeah, because the bones are just cutting his fucking anus open.
Yeah. Aww. So what do they do? Do they have to, like, spread up his asshole and pick all the pieces out or what?
Well, I had to pull my dick out and just go to town.
to relieve the pressure. Oh, God.
No, I think they gave him some kind of like stool softener, but you know, it was just kind of one of them things where you had to pretty much weather the storm until it was out of your system, you know?
Yeah,
I had a dog one time as a puppy. He was named Bear. I named him Bear because he was little and white, but he was like thicker than the other puppies. He was a little chungus, you know? Mm-hmm. And somehow he got a hold of a whole rib, and it was a pretty big rib. And he picked it up. I think it was just the bone, maybe. I think we just maybe gave him the bone, and we're like, oh, he's a little puppy. You know, he's just going to like chew on the bone, and you know, it's not going to really fuck with him. But he picked this rib bone up by the end of it. And swallowed it whole.
What the fuck? Did he die?
This little puppy swallowed the whole fucking rib bone. And I'm talking like, it was probably like a good 4 or 5 incher. You know what I mean? Like literally the size of the puppy. Like that thing had to be sticking out of his ass and his throat at the same time.
Yeah.
And so what did you do?
Nothing. I mean, what the fuck can
you do? He just digested it?
Yeah, he was fine. He was fucking fine. Like nothing happened. He just swallowed a whole ass rib bone in one go. It was good.
That's crazy. Good. And some fall apart ribs. I tell you what.
Some melting your stomach acid ribs right there. Tell you what.
Yeah. I think beef bones and stuff are okay for dogs, but I think it's just chicken bones because they just shred. Just become little shards of chicken.
Yeah, can't give them chicken bones.
So, there are tornadoes in my area, and there's a shit ton of sirens going off, so I'm going to stop my recording, because we lose the power here all the time, and I would hate to lose my recording, so.
Yeah, well, we've been going for 126 minutes.
Damn!
An hour and 26.
Yeah. So, sorry about that. I don't know. I don't mean to cut you guys off.
Do your outro, Soup.
All right, well, let's send our thoughts and prayers to Dude that he doesn't get wiped out by a tornado.
Might be the last time
there.
You hear from me.
Tornado. Yeah.
That'd be horrible.
Like
to
call in the Midwest.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for hanging out. Thank you, Oompaville, for co-hosting. Go check him out. Go subscribe to his channel. Worth it. He makes some very fucking dog shit content, just like the rest of us.
You would love it.
And you guys would fucking love it. And if you're listening on Spotify, be sure to download. If you're on YouTube, like, comment, and subscribe, please. It helps us out. We got to take over Coco Melon. Coco Melon story time can die and go to hell.
Are we still not taking over Coco Melon?
I don't know, but I just want
to.
If we are overtaking them, then I just want to completely like dominate and just
increase
crush their little fucking skulls.
Yeah,
alpha.
Like beating a dead horse. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like killing a digital baby.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. Download on Spotify, like, and subscribe.
Co-goons.
Bye-bye.
See y'all.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley, in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Why are smart businesses graduating to NetSuite by Oracle? Because NetSuite eliminates the expense of multiple business systems by consolidating your operations together into one. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth. NetSuite reduces IT costs because it lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost and headaches of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. Bringing all your major business processes into one platform improves efficiency, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. You'll see how you'll profit with NetSuite too. And now, by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Just go to netsuite.com/podcast25 for more information. That's netsuite.com/podcast25.